Well, this certainly has a lot of people talking now, doesn't it? The governor's declaration that vaping is a public health emergency, while so many other things are apparently not reaching that level of emergency, and so it's very different. Here's a question from Ed, listening in Grand Blanc today. Will the governor also ban marijuana-laced gummy bears? And they come out, might already be available. Well, you know, you've got all of that stuff, candy and cookies and all of this stuff, edibles laced with THC. Will that be illegal, too, because it attracts children? We'll keep the conversation going now with Jeff Willett, the Senior Vice President of Health Strategies for the American Heart Association. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. As you know, of course, the governor here, Governor Whitmer, puts an emergency declaration out there and goes after e-cigarettes and flavored vaping liquids. You support this?
Yes, sir. The American Heart Association strongly supports the governor's action. This action is in response to a public health crisis that we're facing and comes after years of inaction by the FDA, which has the regulatory responsibility over tobacco products, including e-cigarettes.
All right, I need you to tell me what a public health crisis is, because from what I can tell, in America, we have found exactly one case that is directly linked to a death from vaping, and yet in America today, 1,300 people will die from smoking actual cigarettes. What is a public health crisis?
Sure. So if we go back and look at cigarette smoking as an example, you know, you mentioned cigarettes. Back in the 90s, we had the Joe Camel era, and the tobacco companies were designing marketing campaigns that contributed to a tremendous increase in youth smoking. And as a nation, we took strong action and have reduced youth smoking from 30% down to single digits. And it's taken us 25 years or more to do that. We're approaching rates of youth e-cigarette that are surpassing the peak rates of youth cigarette smoking in this country. And it's happened incredibly quickly. And 97%, almost every young person, almost every child, every youth who uses e-cigarettes uses a flavored product, a sweet.
But so do adults. And so let me jump in there. So do adults. And wouldn't the true health crisis be declaring tobacco a public health crisis? Because like I said, 1,300 people will die today in America, 45 here in Michigan, 500,000 across the country. When, in fact, it exceeds that number when you add in the number of people believed to have died from secondhand smoke. The true public health crisis is cigarettes and tobacco, is it not?
And, Steve, with cigarettes, the federal government has banned the sale of flavored cigarettes, in part because of their appeal to youth. So for cigarettes, you can buy traditional tobacco-flavored cigarettes and menthol cigarettes, and that's it. All the other products are now illegal. So what the governor is doing is preventing the sale of flavored e-liquids that we know are appealing to youth. We're not doing anything to restrict the sale of the, you know, tobacco-flavored e-liquids.
Does vaping help people get off from smoking cigarettes?
So the evidence there is mixed. You know, I think we certainly know cases where there are individuals.
I know lots of people that have switched.
Quit smoking using e-cigarettes. There are other folks who do, dual use. They use e-cigarettes and continue to smoke cigarettes. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't see the health benefit unless someone quits smoking cigarettes entirely. So, there are approaches that the e-cigarette companies could take if they want to market their products as smoking cessation aids.
Is there the possibility
of them to do that?
But not with flavors. Is there the possibility you have an unintended consequence? And that is in Michigan, according to what I have here, you've got 14.8% of students who use e-cigarettes in high school, right? And the majority of those do use flavored vaping products. I understand that. So then the question would be, Michigan's below the national average, I see. The national average is 20.8%, according to the latest figures that I have. Is there the possibility these people that are smoking flavored vape products become regular smokers now? They go try something different. They go to a different place. Is it possible you're going to kickstart smoking as a result of basically banning all of these vaping products?
Well, there is evidence that youth who start using e-cigarettes eventually will become smokers. So that's really the concern that we have from a youth perspective. We were at the point where we had gotten close to eliminating youth cigarette smoking in the state of Michigan. And
but the high school, but the numbers don't track with what you just said here, not with what I have. The high school smoking rate in 2018, 8.1% in Michigan. The e-cigarette rate, 20.8%. So 21% over 8%. The idea that they're converting from vaping to regular cigarettes doesn't track, according to the numbers.
Well, when you look at rates over time, we've tremendously decreased the rate of youth cigarette smoking. And over just the last few years, we've gone from, right, almost nothing to 20-plus percent. And we believe the current rates are higher. When new data comes out, the rates of youth use are going to be...
And I'm certainly not suggesting that, vaping's a good idea, Jeff. I'm just saying it seems misguided to me, because the real public enemy here is tobacco. It still is. It's what causes billions of dollars of damage to this state and to this country, and that's the true public health emergency. And if you were going to be honest about it, that's what you would have done. I'll give you the last word.
Steve, appreciate that. And tobacco products include e-cigarettes. Nicotine is derived from tobacco products and is considered a tobacco product. We completely agree that the epidemic is around tobacco and believe e-cigarettes are part of that epidemic, and we need to do everything we can to protect kids.
All right. Should we outlaw gummies that have marijuana? Anyhow, it's a different question. Jeff, I greatly appreciate your time. Certainly appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Jeff Willett, Senior Vice President of Health Strategies at the American Heart Association. It just seems to be a little bit off the mark. That's all for me. 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a